Hi, friend. My name is Danielle Hollerin, and I am the host of the Detail Diary podcast. I'm a self-made online business owner who loves sharing the behind the scenes of my business and inspiring others to follow their dreams. You can find me most days chasing my dog around, relaxing with my husband, and wearing basically anything Dusty Rose and Pearls. Think of this as your space to come to feel motivated and inspired to take on your biggest dreams, while also just chatting with your best friend. Cozy up for some girl time and get ready to feel uplifted and inspired. Hello and welcome to the Detail Diary podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hollerin. It is episode 167, and today we're going to be chatting about all of my secrets for time blocking, how I'm able to get done what I'm able to get done in the time that I have. And even regardless of my situation in being a mom and business owner and really having to, you know, schedule out the time to be the most efficient that I can be, time blocking is a practice that I started even before becoming a mom, just to be more productive with my time and really use my time wisely, stay on track, and be productive, which honestly can be really difficult as a creative small business owner. I feel like a lot of us are the same in that we have creative minds, and sometimes we can get off on a tangent and end up working on things that weren't even on our list to work on to begin with, and then procrastinate the things that we have to do. And that leads to stress and chaos and disorganization. And not saying that I have it perfectly figured out, because that cannot be further from the truth. I still have my days where I am disorganized and falling behind, but I've gotten so much better at prioritizing what actually needs to get done. And time blocking has really helped me in that area. So I'm kind of going to approach this in a couple different ways and tell you how I go about time blocking from my perspective of different areas that I have to focus on in my business. And then, of course, you can take these practices and align them with what fits best for your lifestyle, your business, and the things that you have to focus on. So when it comes to planning out a time blocking, for me now, I have 2 full days of work. Every single Monday and Wednesday, I have childcare with Carter. So I know those are for sure my work days, as well as 1 nap time period on all of the other days, aside from weekends. I'm trying not to work on the weekends, but that is kind of what my schedule looks like now. Now, 6 months ago, not even, like 4 months ago, my days looked a lot different. Carter was still taking 2 naps a day. I didn't have any help at all or childcare. So my time blocks were solely based around his naps. And I typically had like 1.5 hours in the morning and 1.5 hours in the afternoon, usually more or less, sometimes less, that I could count on work-wise. Now, before that, you guys don't even want to know what my schedule was looking like. Obviously, if you've been following along, you know it was absolute chaos. I had no structure at all. It was basically just running myself rampant to try to get everything done on a constant loop for about like 8 months straight, which wrecked me. And before having Carter, I had a full Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 time blocked out schedule. So I've kind of done everything across the board when it comes to work hours and playing around with time, the time available to me. I've worked with really little increments, like 15 minutes when Carter was super little and not napping, all the way up to full days, fully time blocked out from 9 to 5. So I feel like I have pretty good experience in the time blocking area. So we'll dive into my tips and tricks in the way that I approach this. Now, currently for myself and my business, I have a list of things that I know need to get done every single week. Now, making a list of these like have to do things every week kind of sets up my time block for me and sets a basis for me. Now, if you're in a very unpredictable business where you don't have like daily or weekly tasks that you need to accomplish, your time blocking is going to look a little bit different, because it's probably going to change every single day. For me, I have weekly tasks that I need to complete. So the basis of my time blocking looks similar from week to week, which is a very, very helpful for me to stay consistent and stick to a little bit of a routine. So for me, every single week, I know right off the bat, I have to go through my emails. That's not just a weekly thing. It's basically like a daily thing or an every other day thing these days. So I know I have to do my emails. I know I have to record a podcast episode. I know I have to record a Swirl Squad video. And I know I have to work on orders. Now, that is a very wide spectrum of things to do. That definitely does vary every single week. There is no week that is the same when it comes to like quote unquote working on orders. And then once we get into wedding season, I know that I have to work on rentals every week because I typically have a rental wedding every single weekend during wedding season. So more or less, those are my weekly like must-do. They recur every single week. So for me, that creates a very good basis when it comes to establishing my time blocks to know that, okay, every single week I need an hour to record my podcast episode. Every single week I need, you know, at least an hour to record my Swirl Squad video, edit it, get the cover art done, upload it, schedule it, etc. So a lot of the routinely tasks, let's say that you have in your business, are going to come with time to figure out how much time you need to block out in order to do that task. Now, as I mentioned, I have a very clear idea of the time block for the podcast, for the Swirl Squad video, for my emails typically. Obviously, some seasons I have way more emails, some seasons I have less, but more or less I can sit down and, you know, get all of my emails done within an hour, let's say. So there will be certain areas in your process, in your systems, in your business that you are able to more strictly time block, which can be so helpful on a recurring weekly basis. But there are going to be a lot of areas that are in that gray area for time blocking, especially us as small business owners, creative small business owners. We can't just like line up all of our tasks and know exactly how long it's going to take in advance for every single one for the entire week. Like that is just not practical and we can't set that expectation. So I like to be flexible with my time blocking in the areas that I know I may not know how long they're going to take. So when it comes to orders, this is a huge area for that. Now, you may be in a more streamlined business where you can actually get into the nitty-gritty and know how long things may take you. If I was just talking about wedding rentals, at this point in my business, 5 years into doing wedding rentals, I'm pretty good at time blocking out my rentals. And it has helped me extremely, even from like the really early days with Carter when I had no time at all. I was super strategic at blocking out my wedding rentals, and I really had like no stress surrounding the wedding rentals area of my business because I could time block it out really, really strategically and well. I knew exactly how long it would take me to do a seating chart, a welcome sign, because I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Now, as I was saying, when it comes to the more non-predictable areas of business, this is where I feel like I really struggle in the time blocking category, because every single week, I don't know what my orders are going to bring. I can't plan for what my orders are going to bring. I can't anticipate it. Even if there are, you know, trends in business and items that may be selling well in my business a certain week, I have my hands in a lot of different areas. So typically there's a lot of running around when it comes to orders. But what I have found is creating structure around the areas that are anticipated and I know I can create structure and time blocking around really helps me align my focus and be the most productive when it comes to the areas that I may not be able to be super structured around. So all of that being said, let me take you through like a practical example of me time blocking out for the week. Typically, I will do this on an overall vague weekly basis and then a more in-depth daily basis. So as I mentioned, I know every single week that I have to get these certain tasks done that I listed. Sometimes they change week to week, you know, if I have rentals or another project that I'm working on that I have to block out time for. But more or less going into the week, I will have a clear idea of the necessary tasks that I have to block out. So I will take a look at my days again in this current season of life that I'm in. It's Monday, Wednesday, but obviously it's going to look different for you. It's looked way different for me in the past, and it'll look different for me in the future. So just depending on where I'm at and how much time I have, I will take a look at that time and compare it to the time blocks that I've determined for the work that needs to get done. And I will start doing a little mental mix match of where these time blocks fit best within my schedule. So I'll look at Monday, the tasks that need to get done. I'll look at Wednesday, the tasks that need to get done, and kind of split them up accordingly in my head. This isn't something that I like write down. I don't make it more difficult than it needs to be. I just do a little bit of a mental mapping for my weekly time blocks, just so I know kind of what is to come for the week and I can be mentally prepared for maybe how much extra time I will have and so on. So as I mentioned, all of these time blocks that I kind of have in my head on a weekly basis are accurately planned for the amount of time that they more or less will take. So depending on the week, maybe I only have like two definite time blocks of things that I absolutely need to get done in my calendar. That's going to leave me a lot of extra time to work on orders, work on new projects in my business, whatever the case may be. Now, there may be other weeks where I am like jam-packed, filled with like dead set time blocks that are filling up my schedule and my working time that, okay, maybe those weeks, all right, I need to wake up a little bit earlier this day and add another time block in the morning for something, or block out a little bit of time in the evening to work on something. Again, this system has like really, really helped me to gain some clarity and clearer boundaries, especially now that my schedule is like a little wacky and all over the place with being a mom and having very limited time. Just thinking at the beginning of the week in advance about where these time blocks lie has seriously helped me plan and decrease like the amount of mornings that I'm working or evenings that I'm working, because it's not just a constant rotation of, all right, let me wake up super early in the morning and see what I can get done, and whatever doesn't get done spills into nap time, and then whatever doesn't get done until nap time spills into the evening, and then whatever doesn't get done that evening spills into the next morning, and then it's just a constant revolving door. So once my week is kind of more or less planned out inside my head, I will go through and make my to-do list either for the week or for that specific day. Now that I have childcare 2 days a week, I have been doing more so daily to-do lists. If you've been following along with me since having Carter, you'll know that when I first started like diving into this, I just made a weekly to-do list because I didn't have childcare and I didn't have like reliable, strict working time that I could count on every single day. So it was very difficult for me to plan a daily to-do list. Rather, I would plan a weekly to-do list and kind of block out my time from there. So as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, this is totally going to be tailored to your business, your time, what works for you. I'm just sharing, you know, my experience of where I'm at now. So currently, I will make sure that I have a daily to-do list written out, not just in my head, actually written out for my work days, Monday and Wednesday. So after doing that little mental map of my time blocks, I will go into my notes and actually write down the time blocks that I plan to do that specific day. So it will look a little bit like this, like emails morning, podcast morning, whatever other block of time, like laser cutting morning, and so on. So that way I am held accountable and kept to a pretty strict schedule of like, all right, mornings, you know, the hours before lunchtime, I need to get done my emails, my podcast, and all of the laser cut pieces for this week's orders. Because again, before I am planning out my week, you know, I take a look at my orders, take a look at the things that are on my plate, and in my head, get an idea of kind of what is to come and try to match up those puzzle pieces of how they best fit with the time that I have. Then oftentimes on my work days, I will leave if I have it. Sometimes I don't have wiggle room, but a lot of times I will leave wiggle room for the more unpredictable items like different orders that I have or different projects that I'm working on that I really don't know exactly how long they take. I will kind of just block off a generalized time for working on orders that may not have a specific start time and end time because it's just a continual project that's in my business. There's never going to be a point in time when I am fully finished with orders, or at least I hope not. You know, it's just a constant revolving door, and that's totally okay. And oh my goodness, this system has just helped so much. I know there are some people who are like super specific when it comes to time blocking and actually do like time stamped times, like 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is this time block, and 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is this time block, and that may work really well for some people. For me, I need to keep it a little flexible while also giving myself that structure. So doing something more so geared towards like before lunch and after lunch, or like morning and afternoon, and the time blocks within those two parts of the day has really helped me stay on track. I found now, even more than ever, just like since becoming a mom, even though this doesn't really have to do with being a mom, just more so my brain being filled with so many more things, that if I do not have a list or a time blocked plan for my work day or work, you know, hour, nap time hour, whatever the case may be, I am like useless and so unproductive. It's kind of like, at least for me, when I go to the grocery store and I do not have a list, my mind is blank. It's like I've never made a meal in my life. I've never eaten in my life. I've never had an idea for lunch before. I've never eaten dinner before. Like, my literal mind goes blank and I can't think of like one thing to make or one thing to buy. I don't know if anyone else is the same. My husband is not like that at all, but I am like that. And the same thing goes for my work. And this has been heightened since having a baby and since my schedule has changed so much and my time has dwindled so much, that in those pockets of time that I have to work, that I know I have an hour, or I know I have 2 hours, or I know I have a full working day, if I do not have a list in front of me and a plan of what needs to get done, my mind goes blank. I'm like, what do I even need to work on in my business? I can't think of one thing that I need to do, even though I know I have a laundry list of a million things that could keep me busy for years and years and years to come. In that moment, I cannot think of one. And it's so stressful, especially like during those precious moments of nap time. I get so anxious when I'm not prepared because I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I could be doing so much with this time and I feel like I'm just wasting it. And then my brain feels so scattered and it's just not a good feeling to have. So following this system has helped me avoid that so much. Granted, there are still times when I'm not prepared. I've not thought in advance of, you know, what tasks need to get done in what time. I'm still human. I don't have my schedule planned out perfectly. But when I put in the time and effort to do so, it truly helps immensely. Now, another area where this is helpful is kind of going through the process of determining outsourcing and hiring. And I know I spoke about this in, I believe it was the last episode or 2 episodes ago, I can't remember, that I had to make the difficult decision of phasing out some different areas in my business when it comes to people I was bringing on to help me and some different areas that just didn't make sense at the current moment. So this can kind of work in 2 directions when it comes to outsourcing or hiring on in different areas of business. I get asked often like how I knew it was time to bring on an assistant or things along those lines. So in some of these areas that are recurring in business that I was talking about that I know I have to do on a weekly basis, I got really good at understanding the time block around them. So like how long was it taking me to answer my emails every single week? How long was it taking me to package and ship orders every single week? And getting a clear idea of those blocks of time and thinking to myself, okay, how much would it cost for someone to take over these time blocks for me? And in doing so, how much time would that open up for myself? So not only does having time blocks help so much with your own productivity, but it also helps you get a better understanding of different areas of your business that you may be able to outsource. There was a period of time throughout my entire maternity leave and then after maternity leave too, when I was outsourcing my emails to my assistant and she was taking those on, because at that point in time, it made more sense for me to outsource that time block to her and pay her to do that than me sitting down for an hour every single day answering my emails. Like, I just didn't have the time. My time needed to be spent hands-on getting my orders done during that season of life. Similarly, same thing with packaging. I have had an assistant for shipping and packaging orders for over 3 years now, because that is an area in my business that is so time consuming. And those time blocks are better spent being outsourced than me taking on that time. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there are areas of my business that I have outsourced and then have brought them back over a period of time because my time has opened up in certain areas and it's made more sense for me to now spend more of my own time rather than my own money. So probably like 6 months after coming back from maternity leave, I decided, okay, you know, we're getting into a little bit of a better routine with Carter. Maybe he was napping more consistently. I'm not exactly sure like when the timeline was, but I decided to take back over my emails because emails and client communication are something that are super important to my business, of course. And I wanted to be more hands-on with that area now that I had more time. Similarly to that, this is what I had just mentioned a couple weeks ago. There were a couple areas in my business that currently I'm not pouring into growing, and it really wasn't making sense for me to continue to pay people in those different areas if I didn't have like the full time and attention to devote to those areas in my business. And it sucks because these people are awesome at what they do, but for me right now in this season and where my business is at, it really didn't make sense for me to continue paying for these services that I just needed to put on pause just for this season that I'm in my business. So I thought to myself, okay, let me backtrack and let me actually like list out the amount of work that is involved in these services that I am paying for. So I backtracked, you know, I listed out everything that I would now be taking on, you know, getting rid of these services. And I thought, okay, how can I work these into a time block and how can I work this time block back into my schedule? Now, in my current schedule that I have, I don't have time, you know, to take these areas on. But as I just mentioned, these are areas that I've made the decision of cutting out. So I gotta find the time. So putting these new tasks into a time block and understanding, you know, the steps that are involved and the amount of time that they can take, I can now work them into my schedule, even if it's not in my normal like daytime schedule that I've been following, even if they don't fit there, that's fine. That means that, okay, one day a week, let's call it, you know, Thursdays, whatever the case may be, that's going to be my early day to wake up and do this time block in the morning. Or, all right, Wednesdays are going to be my day when I work late at night after Carter goes down to fit in this time block. And when I kind of thought about it in that way, it seemed a lot more manageable than thinking like, oh my goodness, these are all of the new tasks that I now need to take on because I'm letting go of this area and the service, and how am I going to fit like all of these new tasks into my workday and get it all done. But when I condensed it down into a time block and thought about the actual time it would take me to do it, like in one block sitting, I thought, okay, well, I can add on, you know, 2 hours one night a week or like something like that. It's so much more manageable than thinking about how all of these miscellaneous tasks are going to fit in with the workday. It just seemed so overwhelming to me. So that's kind of a more tangible example about how time blocking can help you when it comes to like making business decisions, especially when it comes to when to decide to outsource or when to not decide to outsource. Because I know personally it has helped me so much in both choosing when to outsource or choosing when not to outsource in all different seasons of my business. So I really hope that this episode was helpful. I know I get asked a lot, like, how do I balance motherhood and the business? And I've done so many episodes on that topic. I feel like I've talked about it really in depth, and obviously it's constantly changing. But the one thing that really hasn't changed is just the idea of time blocking. And sure, the blocks of time that I have are constantly changing, and the way that they kind of fit into my schedule is constantly changing, but the strategy of time blocking is something that has carried me through navigating how to balance my business with motherhood and has really, really helped me a lot. Just be more realistic about the expectations that I have for myself and my business and my time, and try to get to a little bit of a balance, even though you guys know it's just a constant imbalance, but we are getting there. So I truly hope that this was helpful. Today, I'm writing down in my figurative detail diary, because we're bringing this back this year, that sometimes just a little bit of planning and preparation in advance of your work projects can help so much with your overall productivity and clarity. So just take a moment. It can even just be 2 minutes before your work week or your work day to take a deep breath, block out some areas of your time, and see how much that it helps you. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode, and I will chat with you all next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Detailed Diary podcast. Make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Be sure to join our community over on Instagram at Detailed Diary Podcast and introduce yourself. I'm looking forward to meeting you over there, and I will see you next Wednesday for a brand new episode. Until then, have an amazing week.